page is very simple. Jairam.us, because we're Americans here. So this is several versions of this. I'm not sure which edition this is. Yeah. So of course, all of the, you know, the Vedas, everything else is in the Sanskrit language to a large degree. It's one of the greatest classical languages in the world. And there's a very nice professor, George Hart, at the University of California. And he wrote a book called A Rapid Sanskrit Method. It's published by Motilal Varnasidas. And in the preface, he says, "It, Sanskrit, is like Chinese, Arabic, Greek, and Latin, one of the few languages which has been a carrier of culture over a long period of time. Thus, the variety of writings in it, Sanskrit, and the quality of those writings are staggering." Staggering, okay. When you hear about it, you've got to be seated, otherwise you'll fall off your feet. "An incomplete list of subjects treated in Sanskrit, usually with great prolixity, is as follows. The four Vedas, the Brahmanas and the Aranyakas, the Upanishads, grammar, the epic Puranic literature, including 18 major Puranas, 18 minor Puranas, and hundreds of Stala Puranas. Works on medicine, logic, astronomy and astrology, mathematics, law books, architecture, music. On most of these subjects, there is an immense literature still extant. Indeed, a rough estimate of the works which will be listed in the new Catalogus Catalogorum yields a total of about 160,000 ancient Sanskrit texts available on the planets. Maribarat Mahanhe." It's a fact. In comparison to other classical literatures like Chinese, well, Chinese has a lot, but Greek, Latin, Arabic, these Sanskrit literatures are so unbelievable. Things like that. Yeah. Many of these literatures are so difficult that it would take years of study to properly understand them. Sanskrit does have its share of great writers. Kalidas ranks with the greatest poets. Panini is without question the greatest pre-modern grammarian. I would say even probably the most post-modern grammarian. The Mahabharata ranks with the Iliad and Odyssey. And the Bhagavad Purana is amongst the finest works of devotion ever written, being equaled, in my opinion, only by other works in the Indian language. So this is the general Sanskrit literature. There's, you know, architecture, vastu, there's mechanics, Yantravidhi. And because the British had such a great propaganda program to convince everybody that India was full of savage people with no intelligence and don't go there, let us stay there, there's still this idea about Vedic culture, about Sanskrit literature. So I was actually chief guest at a program in Calcutta some time ago with the University of Calcutta on science and technology in ancient India. And it was, practically speaking, one of the first investigations about how these things existed. Because the idea is that Indians have good philosophy, Indians have good meditation, but their philosophy lacks something which allowed them to develop as a modern civilization like that. And so they didn't have any technology. But if you actually look at the literature, you'll find that before Christ, there are descriptions of how to make batteries in the Vedas. There are descriptions of how to make flying vehicles. They were using ionized hydrogen propulsion engines. But generally the idea is, but why build these things? Just simply develop horses, cows, and animals, and mystical powers, flying carpets. Why? This Yantravidhi is stupid. So there's so much literature available, and it's among the highest class literature on the planet. And tonight we're talking a little bit more about the Bhaktivedanta library. Specifically out of this vast, collection of literature, 160,000 books. How many people here think they can read that in their lifetime? 160,000 books. Okay, maybe somebody will summarize this for us. So, as we're discussing, there's Shruti. Shruti, that means that which is heard. You can directly hear from Vishnu, Shruti, the Vedas, the Upanishads, But out of that, there's also Smriti, the realization of the sages like that. So out of all the Bhaktivedanta library, out of the literature the Prabhupada has given us, what do we have that's Shruti? Bhagavad Gita is not Shruti. Srimad Bhagavatam is not Shruti. What do we have?
Ramayana
and Mahabharata. Ramayana and Mahabharata are also not Shruti. Yeah, no. What has Srila Prabhupada given us in the Bhaktivedanta library?
Sri Shabana.
It's the only thing we have which is actually Shruti. But it's very powerful. You know, many people accept out of all the Upanishads, the Isopanishad is one of the very most prominent like that. Yeah. And it describes very clearly that Hiranmayena Patrena Satya Shapahitam Mukam Tatvam Pushtam Aparenu Satyam Dharmaya Adishyate. Remove this effulgence, let me see your face. You know, so it's very clear that behind everything Krishna is a person. Yeah. And in many of his purports, Prabhupada says, but these things are explained better in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. But yes, we have this, and it's a very powerful tool, you know, for dealing with people who have interest in Sanskrit literature. Yeah. Then after that, of course, we can go to Bhagavad Gita. You know, Bhagavad Gita is a summary of all the Vedas. The Vedas are like a cow giving milk, giving whatever you want, architecture, medicine, social philosophy, mechanics, it's all there. Atom bombs, everything is there. And Arjuna is like a calf taking this milk. And who is milking it? Krishna, who's very famous as a cowherd boy. And what is the milk? Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, so Bhagavad Gita is a summary of all these things in just 700 verses like that. So, you know, you can study it very nicely. We have nice programs also for studying Bhagavad Gita. But after that, if you have some basis in Bhagavad Gita, basically you understand there is an Atma, there is a Paramatma, you know, there's an individual soul, there's a supreme soul controlling this universe. This universe is temporary, but there's an eternal atmosphere. There are three modes of nature. If you understand that, then you're ready to go next to Srimad Bhagavatam, the greatest work of devotion ever produced, according to Dr. Hart. Radhika Raman, our student, he graduated from Oxford at 22 years old with a PhD in philosophy and Sanskrit. And one professor used to come and teach them, Dr. Narsingha Rao from University of Madras. And he's emeritus professor. He's famous all over India. So he says it describes that the different Puranas are like stars in the sky, right? Very beautiful, very prominent, very proud, until the moon of Srimad Bhagavatam comes up. And they're all very... And he told them, it's not an exaggeration for the depth of the philosophy, for the beauty of the poetry, for the intensity of the sentiment, for the sophistication of Sanskrit grammar. Srimad Bhagavatam is in a class by itself, like that. Yeah? And of course, that's why we take this as the heart of our whole Bhaktivedanta library. Yeah? But so many other books Prabhupada has given us. For example, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a biography of Lord Chaitanya, right? And it's been 500 years ago by Krishnadas Kaviraj. So many other books like that. You know? Because it's very difficult, you know, to understand these things. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. Prabhupada is saying that very few people actually understood that he was God. He was Bhagavan. He said the dancers of Raja, the Yadus. He said maybe 100, 200 people really understood who Krishna was. You know? So to appreciate Krishna, his name, his form, his beauty, his mercy, his pastimes, to appreciate these things, you have to be a pure devotee. You have to surrender completely, abandon everything. Then you can taste these things. So it's very difficult, you know. So then 500 years ago, within everybody's memory, Sri Krishna Chaitanya came, you know, Krishna himself, and showing us. He takes the part of a teacher. He's the ideal preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. Some people said, you're God, you're Vishnu. He'd cover his ears and say, no, no. Nobody should be called God. Confidentially, yes. He's showing so many manifestations. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is this beautiful biography. And basically, it's a Srimad Bhagavatam class. They'll take one verse and they'll chant it like Jap and open it up and appreciate it. When Krishna came 5,000 years ago, all these things, his name, his form, his qualities, his associates, his festivals, his beauty, his garlands, his ankle bells, the sound of his flute, were all there, but nobody could appreciate them. There was a lock on the storehouse of love of God. But Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda, they broke it open. And they ate everything themselves and became intoxicated, mad, you know. Yeah. And then they started just tossing it every direction. Didn't matter if you were young, old, lame, blind, if there was, you know, if we call it traffic jams on the freeway. Everybody was able to relish it like that. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is very essential. And of course it's included in Prabhupada's purports. When he's writing the purports, he's including this comprehension realization. But the heart is Srimad Bhagavatam. Then what did we have a book called Krishna? Prabhupada gave us this book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's the first book I got. It's so wonderful. It's just, you know. So what is that? What is the relationship of the book Krishna to Srimad Bhagavatam? What relationship does it have with the book, with the Bhagavatam, the Krishna book? Huh? Yeah, it's a summary study of the 10th canto. Like Prabhupada said, I'm an old man. I can die at any moment. Like that. He said, but I've given you all this book, Krishna, which is the essence of all the Vedic teachings like that. So it's enough. Prabhupada said, you just work hard all day, take care of the cows, drink sufficient milk, at night read the Krishna book, and have a nice sound sleep, and you'll go back to God. Yeah. Then Light of the Bhagavat. It's a very, very beautiful book that we're developing like that, that Prabhupada did for a congress in Japan. So what is the relationship of Light of the Bhagavat to the Srimad Bhagavatam, to the Krishna book?
Part of 10 canto.
Yeah, it's one chapter. It's chapter 20. From the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This is the introduction. It's about 35 pages, and it's in the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam. Because again, without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, very difficult, almost impossible to appreciate these things like that. So you can see that again, that, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, these are preliminary studies, you know, but then it's just the heart of everything, and everything is connected to it like that. Then the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, I'm not sure if it's in print now, was Prabhupada wrote that before he did the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's, again, about a 400-page book, and it's a very nice summary of the philosophical portions. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, Prakashananda Saraswati, very nice philosophical discussions. And always give a little different view on the same thing like that. Yeah. Then there's, what is the relationship, what is the Sanskrit name for nectar of devotion? You over there. Okay, and nectar of instruction? He's a Sanskrit scholar. He's come from a foreign city to join us here. I want to tell him. I'd introduce right here. This is Pandit Mishra Bhagavan Das. He's very famous all over the world. And his good wife, Mataji, what's your name again? Yeah, Sri Rangavati Devi Dasi, and she's come from Great Britain to join us tonight, like that. So we want to see many people from all over the world here tonight for this program, like that. Yeah. So, you know, nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction. Prabhupada says that nectar of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, is a complete science of Bhakti Yoga. So Rupa Goswami, he takes everything out of Srimad Bhagavatam, out of the Upanishads, out of the works of, you know, the Goswamis, you know, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, and he puts it all in one book like that. So nectar of devotion is a complete summary of this whole Bhakti Yoga process like that, the complete science of God. And Nectar of Instruction is like a little, you know, little book. It's a summary. It's everything we have is there. The most simple things to the most advanced things like that. You know? Then, of course, there are, you know, about 8 volumes, Bhagavad's lectures, you know, collections of volumes of letters wrote by Prabhupada, lectures on Srimad Bhagavatam, lectures on Bhagavad Gita, miscellaneous lectures, and room conversations like that. So this is the Bhaktivedanta library, you know. Prabhupada said, don't say, I haven't given you anything. Right? Somebody dies, they say, oh, this old man, he didn't leave us anything. He said, don't say that. Yeah. So here's Hanuman coming to give some message to Sita. So Prabhupada's the same way. He's giving us here, we're trapped with this materialistic ideas. And he's giving us the tools to become liberated. So here's the Bhaktivedanta library. And how many volumes in each one like that, right? Isopanishad, one volume, Bhagavad Gita, one volume, Srimad Bhagavatam?
36.
Yeah, about 36 volumes, Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17. Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Krishna Book, Light of the Bhagavat, Life of Lord Chaitanya, and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. 25 volumes of lectures, 7 volumes of letters, 32 volumes of conversations. Yeah? 125 volumes of literature like that. Yeah? So, a professional author who knows what he's doing, he has a contract, everything is fixed. It takes 2 years to produce a full-size book. Yeah? A professional, a good rate of production amongst professional authors is 3 finished pages a day. Yeah? You look at a book and you think, oh, this is, I could write a book. Yeah, I doubt it. Try it. Yeah? It's a whole science, usually amongst most people. Professional authors, if you want to get a good book, it's called Writing Well. It's a really good book. It's sold over 90,000 copies. It's a really good book on writing. Writing well. And he has makes this comment, probably the greatest author in the world. If he writes something, he lets it sit for a week. He comes back. Then he's forgotten all the things in his mind. And all he sees is the words on the page, you know, that this other person sees. And he goes, this is incomprehensible. And usually, invariably, at least 60% you eliminate out of that. So a professional author takes 2 years to produce one book. 125 books, right?
Yes.
Would take 250 years to produce. Yeah, divided by 10. So Prabhupada did in 10 years, he did this, right? It would take 25 authors, you know, to produce what Srila Prabhupada did like that. There are more books in print by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami than any other author in the history of the world. So begin to appreciate, we're not dealing with an ordinary human being. This is a very special person. You know, one businessman was coming to Prabhupada in Bombay and talking about the Hare Krishna movement religion. And he was like being a little bit like, what's the word, like sarcastic. And Prabhupada said, look, you know, Sethji, whatever it is. I went to America with like $25 in my pocket. And 10 years later, I'm a millionaire in every country in the world. You're a businessman. Is that a miracle? And the guy's a businessman. He knows his field. He stopped for a second and he said, yes, Swamiji, that's a miracle. It doesn't matter how good a businessman you are. In 10 years, you can't go from $25 like that. So if you're an author, the same thing. If you know books, you know, yes, you know. And what's the content? Well, maybe it's just the same thing over and over again, you know, 125 volumes of Maha Mantra. No. Every book has so much new content, so many new things. For example, just today I was listening to one lecture. Of course, they're all transcribed. What does Yamal Arjun mean? And what is Yamal Arjun?
Tree.
Yeah, what does Yamal mean? So you don't know this. It means twins. The trees are actually Arjun trees. Yeah. They are not Yamal Arjun trees. Yamal means twin. Like that. So that's one little fact. But for example, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, yeah, there's a 10-page purport. 10 pages long purport. You keep turning the pages like that. And what it is, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj is discussing how Shankaracharya tries to prove in Vedanta Sutra that the bodies of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna are all made of matter. Right? You know, God does not incarnate in a spiritual form. He's trying to establish this. So then Sanatana Goswami has a refutation of Shankaracharya's commentary, which Prabhupada then quickly summarizes in 10 pages like that in the English language with all logic and everything else. So Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
So many times when I'm giving this presentation, if you can do it, but I thought it was too much of a burden for, you know, everybody. You actually have the books present like that. 32 volumes, 7 volumes, you keep stacking them up until finally it's this, actually you should take a picture. As a physical presentation, it's so impressive. You say, in 10 years, one person did this? You know? And some people say, Srila Prabhupada didn't give you everything like that. So I mentioned that one time and one person in the audience said, thank God. Thank God. It's like, and I was trying to understand all this, read all this, understand all this, but then I couldn't do it. So I heard Prabhupada say that no disciple can take everything the spiritual master is giving, like that, you know? So then it becomes our effort, everybody differently, how to take advantage of this library. And everybody's different, everybody's got different nature, you know? Okay, Anjana Sudha Academy curriculum. Srimad Bhagavatam should be introduced also in the schools and colleges, for it is recommended by the great student Vadavodi, Prahlad Maharaj, in order to change the demoniac face of civilization. Komara acharat pragnyo dharman bhagavatan iha durlabam manusham janmatad api adruvam artanam. So this is from the Srila Prabhupada's preface, you know. It should be introduced in the schools and colleges. So this is something we should do, right? If we're calling ourselves disciples of Prabhupada, we should have schools and colleges where people can get the devotion and the intellectual thing. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natabi Kalavasani Kratao. Rupa Goswami says this, that our time, Kala, you know, should be broken up very nicely, Sankhya, with chanting, dancing, singing, all day long. When you're at work, you can be singing, chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a judge. He was giving vast sums of money to people. He was sending other people to hell. He was doing so many things. But internally, he was thinking, oh, these are all Krishna's cows, and some people are wolves and tigers trying to eat the cows and calves, and I have to help Krishna take care of the cows and calves, and you know? So he was internally, he was absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. And it's not a fact. Everything here is a reflection. So if you purify your consciousness, you start living with Krishna at every moment. Maharaj Parikshit had renounced his wife, his children, his horse, his infantry, his people, everything. He was sitting in his kopans, his underwear, on the bank of the Ganges, like that. But he was still conscious of his body, right? And if a snake bird is coming to bite you, this is not a good thing like that. You know? So Srimad Bhagavatam gives us this intellectual understanding. It's pleasant. These stories are interesting. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu. But also intellectual understanding. And finally, it comes to this point of ecstatic, emotional agitation, you know, by this literature. And that point, even if a snake bird bites you, you don't notice it. Am I dead? I'm dead. Oh, okay. So, fill up your day, fill up your life, fill up your weeks, your years, you know. So here's some kind of sample lifetime curriculum we have. Okay. This is one idea. Associate of Literature. Light of the Bhagavat, Lilamrita, Prabhupada's one volume biography, Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Instruction. So you're asking, what four books should I start with? Start with these. Light of the Bhagavat is a wonderful outreach book. It was designed for a conference in Japan for intelligent people. It's not a mass distribution book. That's why it didn't do well with the BBT, my opinion. So we're going to reprint it. Right now, it looks like we're almost ready, but full art size like that. So it will cost $15, but it's worth it. And we also have PowerPoint shows and movies that we're developing with this. So you can do programs 3 times a year. You can invite people. Cultivation of the Human Spirit. That's the book. Oh, very nice. We have a biography of the author if you want to read it. Oh, yes. One volume. How many people here have read Prabhupada's biography? The one volume, thing like that. How many people here, when they read it, cried? It's a hard-hearted guy. Everybody says that. Because it is. It's such a... He's showing us this life. This is what it takes. You know? This is what happens. And after that, you realize, oh, this is ISKCON. It's not perfect. I see now what ISKCON is. And then, very nice, 35 pages. Because many Indians come. Who's your acharya? Who's that on the altar? Who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya? I know different people. I know Dayananda Saraswati. I know Aurobindo. Who's, you know? Okay. Very nice. And then finally, Nectar of Instruction. It's a summary of everything. So it's a very substantial, nice, basic introduction to everything we're trying to offer to people like that. And very pleasant. Take your time. Chant Hare Krishna. You know, take lots of prasadam. And next, Brahmachari, right? Bhakti Shastri, Bachelor of Literature. Because we're also having, is accredited by Western University, slowly flowing. Yeah. And this is the, what do you call it? The Bhakti Shastri program. Bhagavad Gita, first part of Nectar of Devotion, Isopanishad. Plus, now we go back over the first books in more depth. Yeah, read them in more depth. Now, Swamiji, after 6 years, maybe this will take you like a year, this will take you 2 or 3 years. And if you keep on going, maybe 6 years more, you can become Swami. But everybody, whether you're a lady or a child, everybody has to become Swami. You have to learn how to control your senses. Otherwise, you know, they'll control you, and they'll take you to hell. Or heaven, where you'll completely forget Krishna forever. So, okay, probably recommended the first part of Srimad Bhagavatam. First two cantos, and maybe the first, you know, three, four. I think he said six, but maybe he adjusted. And then finally, yes, this is Bhakti Bhai Baba. Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Bhai Baba. And then Bhakti Vedanta, doctor of philosophy, doctor of literature, teacher of love of God. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam. By that time, you should know it. If somebody says this is the quoting for some parts, you should know, oh, yes, Prahlad Maharaj talking to Lord Nrisimhadeva, yeah, you know. And have your own comprehensions. You know a little bit about the whole book, and a lot about very specific texts and sections like that. And finally, Professor Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sarva Boma, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarva Boma. You can be more than Srila Prabhupada. And then finally, you can become an avatar. You can become God. Yes, and then you can be enjoying sense gratification with every part of the universe at every moment. Okay, so this is one curriculum. The devotees who are actually developing this in ISKCON, they say this higher education program is in diapers. So whatever we're trying to do here is also requires, you know, pioneering work. You've got to get up and get to work and clear the pathway. Prabhupada said, "I am Marx. You are Lenin." Yeah, he gave the general idea, but we have to do so many ways to develop this. And people want this. People are dying for this knowledge all over the world. Okay. And along with that, you learn certain songs, you know, different levels like that, prayers, and read the Krishna book from the beginning to end. Another summary, overview, is Rupa Goswami's works. You can start with the Upadeshamrita. Then after you understand that, you can go to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the whole science of what we're doing, very technical explanation. Then he shows what he's talking about in two dramas, Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. And it's a very complete curriculum to take along with everything else like that. Yeah. And so it's very, we have a beautiful academic source like that, you know, much better than practically speaking any other group in the world. Yeah. So, lifetime. Oh yeah, so we have our Anjana Sudha Academy where we're supporting now. If nobody else wants to help us, we're going through one canto a month. Srimad Bhagavatam annual review. 12 cantos, 12 months. This is the ninth canto of the Vaishnava year. Ninth
month of the Vaishnava year.
So we're on the ninth canto, like that. And we have a support like that on our web page, and you can just go through like that and join us. And eventually you understand the whole thing. And also then we have this part of that now. We used to have this Padapadma seminar separately, but now for us we're kind of merging it into our Srimad Bhagavatam annual review program. But if anybody wants to ask us questions and wants us to participate, we'll help. But we're not going to do it anymore. My Ayurvedic doctor, he said, until you're 30 years old, you can kick the ball, you can run on the field, you can play. Until you're 30 years old, you can walk up and down the sidelines as a coach, screaming at people, sending in players, sending in specific plays. Until you're 40 years old, you can be a trainer, maybe not even go to the game. But people know they're one because of you, your work like that. And so he said, until you're in your 50s, he said, you can sit in the stands and watch the game. And if somebody asks you questions, you can answer them like... So I'm seeing that, my own energy and everything else. I'm like, you know, 59 years old now. You know? So, you know, it's okay. Now somebody else has got to start doing this. And we can give good advice, I think, you know, like that. But yeah, we can't design the programs exactly. We can't do that anymore. I tried to do it, I just get exhausted. Yeah. Chanakyapanda says, dress your age. Now here's a daily schedule. Anjana Sudha Academy. This is a suggestion. You got to get your own schedule. At 2 a.m. I wake up. Japa. Okay. Chant your round. We have a whole explanation about how to do that. Okay. And Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you're advanced enough to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, okay, you're advanced enough to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then you have Mangala Arati. In all of our temples after Mangala Arati, because many times people read Nectar of Devotion a little bit, but make it a little more systematic. You know, your rounds are done. Finished your rounds. Now you can read like the Nectar of Devotion study. At 7:30 after the Sringara Arati, then always we have Srimad Bhagavatam. And before breakfast, actually reading Prabhupada's biography, you know, a little bit of that every day. Yeah. Nectar of Instruction, you can carry it with you. Stop at noontime, you can study that a little bit. So much to learn. I want to memorize the entire book. I've been in very controversial situations in ISKCON, other places. I've never had to go beyond Nectar of Instruction. You know, the biggest devotees in ISKCON, just to answer the questions and resolve everybody's conflicts like that. So it's a very complete book. In 4:30, you finish your day, you come back, take a shower, you have some time. Okay, so many bhajans like that, to sing and to learn like that. It's not time to think anymore. You want to rest your brains by then. Then Bhagavad Gita, so Upanishad in the evening. Yeah. And then hot milk and Krishna walk. Yeah. So this is one way. Different acharyas have different suggestions like that. But you should develop some. Otherwise, if you don't have a schedule for your mind, your mind will make a schedule for you. You'll be gone for 3 hours before you come back like that. You know, your whole life in 15 minutes will be laid out for you by your mind. Yeah. Okay, so here then is our Padapadma suggestion. 30 chapters in 30 weeks. You know, basically 30 chapters like that. Now you can do it actually if you want to. You can finish the whole thing off in 15 days. You can do two chapters a day if you want to, or else you can do one chapter a year and take 30 years to finish it. You know. But we found pretty much there's a class of people, you know, more like professional people, and okay, one chapter a week is like nice. Okay, I'll do one chapter a week. How many pages is that?
40.
No, about 6 pages a day. Yeah, 6 pages a day. Okay, I can. This is what a human being means. A human being means he takes time to study scriptures, to read things like that, you know, like that. Or else to listen to other people, to go to a lecture, to hear something like that. That's what human life means. And not just, you know, enjoying like a fool, like unintelligent children on a merry-go-round. No. It's time to do some tapasya, atato brahma jignasa. But, you know, this is divya, you go. Now it's time for undergo austerities to obtain divine life, which is eternal and everlasting and ever increasing. Yeah, it says in Kumbhashabdi. So you do these things. Yeah, you get a taste. It goes on and on, expanding like that. So do this if you want to sign up for the course here. You can register right here, and then they're going to organize groups and go through like this one chapter a week. And the main thing is to have fun, to get some real benefit out of it, to associate with some devotees, talk about these things, everybody else is doing it, answer some questions, meet once a month, meet a smaller group, and you discover, yes, wow, this is wonderful. The lotus feet of Krishna are you know, where I want to fix my mind. If I do that, then I can go up higher. And we're suggesting you can go through it, you know, 4 different levels. Auditor. Read all translations and a few important purports. Attend all the workshops. So anybody can do that. It takes you about maybe 20 minutes, you know, to read the translations for each chapter. It's interesting. And there's a few important verses in each chapter. Not all of them. Maybe 1, 2, like that. And there's different workshops, groups, movies, discussions by the great pundits and learned philosophers. The Bhakti Shastris will be there in their formal dress. Their big yellow hats. Yeah. Okay, second level. This is the bachelor level. Read all the translations, all the purports, and pass a complete examination like that. And of course, the Chaitanya Prabhu is going to write the complete examination. We're developing it. Which is harder, to take an examination or to write a good examination? Much harder, yeah. So master's degree, guide the level one and level two students, and do a substantial project, like a PowerPoint show or a drama or some cultural thing. Our students in South America, the ladies group, they all did PowerPoint shows on the principal verses like that. And it's very, very nice. It's a great contribution because you see like a power... how's it go? Ahastani, sahastani, apadane, chatushpadam, falguni, tatamahatam, jiva, jivasa, jivanam. Ahastani, those who are have no hands are food for those who have hands. Sahastaniyasa, those who have no feet are food for those with feet. And the general rule holds above and below that the weak are the food for the strong. This is it. This is the world. And when you see like a PowerPoint show of the animals and people, you say, yeah, why am I trying to be happy in this place? You know, everybody's eating somebody else. And that's somehow or other like that. Yeah. Yeah. One kind of very earthy political commentator said one time, America is composed of Jews, you know, greedy Jews, not all Jews, greedy Jews trying to figure out ways to steal money from stupid black people. Yeah, not all black people are stupid, not all Jews are greedy. But this is his commentary that you want, maybe look at it whatever way it is, but yeah. You know, they want you to go to work for 12 hours a day. They want to beat your life out so by the time you retire at 65, they've only got to pay you a pension for 3 years and you're dead. Yeah, this is some, not everybody, but that's the materialistic thing that makes the material world. Without that, it's not material. It's actually a spiritual world. Like that. So many projects. This is Swami. Prabhupada says all the sannyasis should be bhakti by Baba. So you do a project. You read the whole thing. You take a more extensive examination. You guide people. But now you do a specific project in some area like that. And so many things to do. So many things. The whole first two cantos should be turned into a movie. The whole thing should be available on DVD like that. You know. Yeah. And finally, doctor, fourth level. You organize the Padapadma course, write the examinations, and guide the master's thesis. This is Bhaktivedanta. You know, you can see it's somebody like that. You know. So a rough idea about different levels. Okay, so if you're still studying Bhagavad Gita, okay, if you want to, come on, join us. You can just read the purports at the same time. Probably very definitely invited people to come to our Bhagavatam classes in the morning before they were initiated like that. But you listen to what the people have to say, and it gives you an orientation. Okay, next year I want to do this in depth, but I see how much time it's going to take. I see what it's going to take. Okay, so this is Vedic knowledge. It's not linear. You know, the Western idea is you learn one thing one time, that's it. Never go back. But the Vedic culture is again and again. The same thing, again and again. But with more depth, more understanding, more profundity. Whole Bhagavad Gita is finished in the second chapter. So why did Krishna speak 16 more chapters? Because you got to see it from different angles. Like that, you know? I mean, probably the little girl there, I bet that little girl right there, I bet she can play the piano. Right? It's easy, right? Yeah, but let's go through it again now, a little bit more depth like that. You know? Yeah. So this is how we're trying to organize it. One suggestion for organizing this Padapadma program. So when you finish off, but if you just chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam, you will become perfect. Thank you all very much. So some of us say, you have different bodies, different people like that. If you kind of feel you fall in this category here. I gotta say this properly. I wasn't in the zoo. I was visiting the zoo in Lucknow and playing my flute. I have a flute. And the deer started running, you know. Then one chimpanzee came over next to his edge of his cage. He's a big guy, listening, big gray hair. He was listening. And I stopped playing and he slapped his knees and raised his hands in the air like that, you know. So I played and he started rocking from side to side, you know. So this Prabhupada says, this Lord Chaitanya's mercy, this chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. It's ready. I think it's ready, isn't it? Our sponsors like that. Yeah. But he says, but if you want to accelerate the process and if you want to preach, then study my books. Like that. And so nice, Prabhupada's purports, books like that. So nice like that. Yeah. So any koi prashna hai? Any preguntas? Any questions then or commentaries from our pundits from Dallas.
Maharaj?
Yeah.
Will there be a graduation ceremony?
Why not? I don't know. You can organize it. Yeah. I might be able to come back. Maybe not. Myself, everybody's interested in developing this. Also, sometimes, to tell you honestly, it becomes too intellectual and too mental sometime. Forget it. I just also relax a little bit. And always remember, the purpose is not to become more knowledgeable to other people. Prabhu, I know more verses than you. Like that. Forget it. The thing is to actually develop a taste. Prabhu says it's not so important you learn anything from my books. It's more important you develop a love for my books. Like that. But afterwards, you want to read more. You're more enthused. Many of our programs now, after studying for 6 months, people don't want to read for 2 months afterwards. And they admit it's a problem. We just got to understand how to blend the intellectual with the bhakti. Just like blending the cooking with the bhakti. Right? You can cook so many things, but where's the bhakti? Right? Program like that. So yeah, it's very nice having at the end of the whole thing, having a nice ceremony. And our diplomas are supposed to have come already. They were sent from Peru for last year, and they're embossed with gold embossed diplomas. But our Upadrasta here says they haven't come, so I got to contact our printer in Peru and see what's happening. There's a group in Nashville. They started off one chapter a month. Now they've accelerated it to 2 chapters a month, and they're trying to catch up with us now. A group in Boise finished it off on time. South America, there are 4 groups that finished off on time. And different people, different places like that. Our educational materials are being used in Europe, places like that. So it's developing. If you want to pioneer, if you want to start something new for Krishna, then this is a place to join like that. So somebody else has another question? Somebody else?
Yeah. We have to teach our kids small things.
Yeah.
About Krishna's life and his miracles, about some shaloka. Which book should we consult?
Okay. So this is Mataji's asking, what about children, books for children, and things like that. So I know for teenagers, one devotee, Purnapragna, has really good books. I read his Ramayana like 6-7 times at least, And then Krishna Dharma. And for teenagers, really good books, I know. For children's books, Prabhupada says ladies are better at teaching this than the adults. So there's a program here, isn't there? There's a primary program, isn't there? You have a program here.
Sunday.
Yes, who's in charge of that?
Kalaswadam. Advaita
Acharya, Prabhu's wife. Yeah, okay. Advaita Acharya, over there. Yeah, Mataji, where'd she go? Stand up. Mataji, stand up. Okay, there she is, back in the back of the laser pointer there. Yeah. So she knows the text and stuff like that, I think. Okay. So anyway, you can contact them. I know there are like a lot of literature available and stuff like that. Yeah, many things like that for children. And also a lot of games and things too, like that.
Yeah. Coloring books.
Yeah. But otherwise, again, you'll start, you have Spider-Man and Harry Potter in your house rather than Krishna and Balaram if you leave the kids up to themselves, like that. Spider-Man. Half man, half spider. Like that.
Is the program you were explaining, seems very intense.
Yeah.
I mean, now the people manage it, when they're all working full time, and it's not for the house,
it's not for the kids. So Maji's asking, it seems like a very intense program for people who are like, grihastas, basically.
Yeah,
Vaishyas. So, it kind of is, we've been working, we're not lazy in ISKCON. Actually, practically speaking, quite hard working, honestly speaking. So now South Africa and different places, they've developed programs. And when the program in South Africa, for example, 10 places around the city, they have for five places they have their program. Because you can spend 20 minutes to drive to the temple on Sunday and 20 minutes to go home, okay, you know. But during the weekday, you can't do that, okay. So we have the program organized in this place, this place, this place. And one person can go Monday here, Tuesday here, Wednesday here, Thursday here. It doesn't work that way, but it's one person can maintain all the different five locations. So whatever your local location is, you go to the temple on Sunday, then my local location is on Tuesday. So I go Tuesday, there's an organized program, 1 hour of class and study like that. And then it's required 2 hours of home study, you know, a week. And it's kind of like they found out that people that are serious accept, okay, yeah, 1 hour of class and 2 hours a week. Maybe I do mine on Saturday and Sunday morning, or I do like, you know, 15 minutes at night. But that's worked out to be a practical program. Basically, without a challenge, nobody does anything. You know, if you just tell them, let's do it, you know, but if you give somebody a challenge and you say, okay, they say, okay, yeah, it's always a challenge, it's a struggle. But you have to establish your priorities in life. You know? My first priority is chanting my rounds. My second priority is following the four principles. If I can't follow, I'm going to go on chanting. Third priority is morning program, then sankirtan, like that. So everybody, you've got to establish your priorities. So some people making this point, okay, yeah, it's intellectual education is good for me. Okay. So, okay, 1 hour of class a week, and 2 hours, I'll put aside 2 hours, I'll lock the door, doesn't matter what happens, just 2 hours a week. Oh, you can't do that, your family will die. No. You know, avashya rakshabe Krishna. Krishna has given me this service, so he's obviously going to arrange things. It's my maya, it's an insult to him to think I haven't got 3 hours a week. You know, to read Prabhupada's books, like that, you know. So that's been an effective program. But different people are in different positions. I mean, saying everybody, some people by God's arrangement are, you know, being chased by wolves and, you know, dinosaurs. So, okay, just chant Hare Krishna while you're running, you know, and later on. But generally speaking, you find out for most people, grihasthas, yeah, it's a good program, it's a healthy program. And what you discover is your work goes better. You become more intelligent, you become more sober, and actually you become, you know, more Krishna conscious, and your work goes better. You have better relations with people at work and everything else like that. It's no loss. And you make your money easier. Okay. So again, about one chapter a week. That's like, you know, it's a nice pace, generally speaking. Commenced? It's okay? Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No separate Bhagavatam class, no separate Gita class or something. Just if you want to do it, you can take. Okay, this is what my class is. And I'm taking, you know, Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, first two cantos. Okay, so, you know, every morning I'll do 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening. You know, like that. And when I go with it, I'll read with my kids. We'll read together some of it like that, and yep. Family will sit together and read the translations together, and afterwards the kids go to sleep. I'll go back and read some of the purports and take my notes. And if there's no content, then give it up. If there's no value in these things, give it up. You know? Prabhupada says Krishna never suggests anything impractical, but you'll find out there's tremendous content in these things. So many exciting things, so many, you know, wonderful things like that. You know? Yeah. Then you go on, more and more literature like that. Yeah. Yeah. So. Any other questions? Okay. Maybe then we want to have a little summary from our local organizer in the last year, Harlila. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to go through the... Tomorrow evening. We have a very nice summary, internationally acclaimed summary of all 12 cantos. Come tomorrow night and see Swamiji cover 18,000 verses in 23 minutes. Yes. No time do his hands leave his body by more than 6 inches.
Drama.
Yeah, then we'll have a drama by a world famous drama team. Like that. And there will not be an elephant. I will tell you that in a little time. There will not be 10,000 dancing girls. Okay, but come anyway. And then after that, then we'll go through a summary of the first two cantos, like that. And you can see they're very organized, enough to satisfy any German. Any German will be satisfied. Oh, this is well organized. And it's an education. So I thank you very much. So Prabhupada ki jai. like our monkey.
Hare Krishna, everybody.
Hare Krishna.
Can you all hear me at the back?
More or less. Yeah.
Okay. We thank you all for attending this wonderful seminar that Maharaj has presented about the Bhaktivedanta Library. Those are the books written on ancient Vedic wisdom, written by Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya. So we humbly express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for giving us such a treasure. And we also hope that you all are here to advance in your spiritual life. So that way to attain the supermost goal of human life. And to achieve that goal, here Maharaj has developed a course called Path Padma, which Maharaj has given some introduction regarding it. It's the study of Canto 1 and 2 out of 12 Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. They call two cantos are like two lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So we start our meditation and devotion beginning with lotus feet of Lord Krishna and gradually move up to the smiling face, moon-like face of Lord Sri Krishna, so we can also relish the nectar of His beauty. So let me tell you some of those glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that way you will understand more about it. But before I do that, let me recite the prayer that Vyasadeva has recited in glorification of Lord Sri Krishna when he writes these Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the first verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadiyasya yat anvayaditaratas charthe suyabhigna swarat tene brahmradayadikavaye mohiyantiyat surayah तेजो वारि मृदाम यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रि सर्गो मृषा दाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्त कुहकम् सत्यम परम धीमहि. So in this verse, Srila Vyasadeva is offering his obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna and establishing the supreme truth, absolute truth, satyam param dhimahi. He also point out other point, I won't go to the whole purpose, that he has given this Vedic knowledge to Brahma. Tene Brahma Rade Adika. Adikavi is Brahma, is the origin living being in the universe. And in the beginning he received this Vedic knowledge from Lord Sri Krishna. So, actually, this Vedic literature divided into three main scriptures. Maharaj has pointed out about the Sruti Prasthan, Smruti Prasthan, and the Nyaya Prasthan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and technically they call like Prasthan Traya. And as Maharaj has explained, Sruti, which can be heard, we learn by oral reception, which is the highest perfection for spiritual knowledge. And then Smruti, which is Ramayana and Mahabharata, that is written by realized soul like Valmiki, sage Valmiki, Srila Vyasadev. And the Nyaya Prasthan is a Brahma Sutra, which is which establishes the absolute truth by discussing logically Sruti and Smruti,
which is incomprehensible.
Comprehensible.
For an ordinary human being.
But I'm going to tell you about Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is above all this. Srimad Bhagavatam, the most Vaishnava Acharyas is considered like a fourth prasthan. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam, okay, it says that the Vedas speak like teachers and elders, like in commanding way. Right, Maharaj? These Vedas teach us commanding.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and then Smruti, they speak like friends or Ityas, Vedas and Upanishads speaks like elder or teachers, and Ityas like friends, and Purana like one's own wife. But Srimad Bhagavatam speaks all of these plus one more thing, for which Narad Muni has instructed Vyasadeva. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes the glories of the pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees, which you will not find anywhere else. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is considered as like ripened fruit of Vedic literature. So in Bhagavatam, it says, Nigama Kalpa Taro Galitam Phalam Sukamukhar Drava Sanyutam Ibata Bhagavatam Rasamalaya Mahuraha Rasika Bhuvi Bhavaka. So it's glorified. The Srimad Bhagavatam is such an exalted scripture to develop love of God. Now, besides that, like this is one of the 18 Puranas written by Srila Vyasadeva 5,000 years ago by the instruction of his Guru Narad Muni. So he meditated upon it and he got inspiration and he wrote these things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has certified this as a Amala Purana, like spotless Purana. And so I'll just cut short because you're all ready for prasadam. Only few. The Srimad Bhagavatam discusses all the subjects that we need to know in our day-to-day life. That is my kind of an I can understand by taking this course. But also Maharaj mentions many times that it encounters so many psychological events that you face with
every psychological.
So Bhagavatam is the answer for all the questions. So here, and Prabhupada recommends also that, Prabhupada says that you should read my books over and over again, understand it in the group of devotees. So you know, with that, I would like to request you help yourself, help Srila Prabhupada to fulfill his mission of educating this whole human society. And for that, we have this Maharaj has developed Path Padma course program, which he explained the four levels. So it's not that everybody is qualified to take that course. Because in the beginning, the first level, Maharaj says, you just read the translation and view purports. But that way you engage with the other senior devotees, which you will know more from them. So next year you can know more. So that's why this course is very, very useful for everybody in their life.
The registration table.
Yeah, the registration, Manasi Ganga is sitting there with registration forms, and whoever would like to register for the course, they can go there. All it requires from you that, as Maharaj has explained, read one chapter a week, and then meet with the devotees to discuss your realization, your thoughts process, and then you know from other people also because they have read it. And you have to go at your place, choose your level according to your capacity. But there is a room for everyone. Sometimes we talk about a world peace a lot, and hear about a lot also about world peace. But I mean, this is the endeavor that Maharaj has made, that along with that you can also develop friendship and prosperity in your life. And Prabhupada mentioned his preface, right? This is the presentation, cultural presentation, to re-spiritualize the whole human society. Prabhupada has his preface.
So,
yeah, Srila Prabhupada has given us such a treasure, so let's take advantage of it, and you can inspire friends, and then we can group, we can make different groups, and then we can begin this course. The other announcement is for tomorrow's Maharaj already said that we also have a drama. We start our program at 6 o'clock. I request to be on time so we can start program on time, so we'll get your prasadam on time also. So, any other questions?
When does the course start?
Anytime after the registration, we'll form a group and we'll start. And of course, okay, the other thing.
Some of the people who may be interested may not be here. Yeah. But if we go and ask them personally, will it be too late?
No, it won't be too late.
So when is it starting?
This is starting point, and I forgot to mention, the registration fee for the course is $250 per person, That's for 9 months.
Yeah.
So 9 months is what, 2 semesters?
Yeah.
So can you find any university who can give, I mean, even mundane knowledge for that much amount?
Yeah. But so, also discounts for families.
Yeah, for a couple
scholarships for poor students.
Yeah, those who have a, who want to help but don't want to take the course, they can donate, and some other people can take the course.
Yeah. Also, the idea was we developed this in terms of the timing. This follows the school year. So different universities are starting now in August, and they'll finish off next year in May and June. And so different groups can start whenever they're kind of like formed and ready like that. But again, you follow the school year, then the summer vacation comes. Okay. In Peru, they're doing it again, and they're starting their school year, which starts in March, as it's in the Southern Hemisphere. Like that. So different people, they want to form some group and start. And the thing is, again, because it's spiral, the thing is you don't have to start at the beginning. You can jump on the circle any point like that, you know? Yeah. One man is waiting, you know, one man goes to the beach, he's sitting there watching the ocean, very nice, and reading his book. Another man comes along, and he's standing by the edge of the water, and he's standing about 20 minutes. So finally, the first man asks him, well, why are you standing there? He says, well, I'm going to go swimming. He says, well, why don't you go into the water? He says, well, I'm waiting for the waves to stop. No, at some point, just jump in. Third canto, semi, whatever it is, and third chapter, fourth chapter, and start your group. But the thing is, if you kind of stay together, you know, with the same rhythm, then you discover it's much easier to do. Don't try and catch up. You know, we'll go around again like that. So I would say with Hari Lila, who's coordinating, and different groups starting, and pretty much in August, you know, starting now with the school year. And every group will have its own Yahoo group. Right? We'll register them generally, our NEOs, we can register everybody in general, work on diplomas, but then everybody will form their own group or their own Yahoo group. You set your own calendar. You have a big, the West End Festival, the Westheimer Festival? Okay, 1 week we're not going to work here. Too many other things happening. Okay. We got 36 weeks in the school year. You got 6 weeks to adjust. Yeah. So as I take prasada now, anybody has any specific,
yes,
certain questions we can discuss in the bell? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a testimonial here from Jiva Goswami and then from Rajabhumi. Okay. Come forward and be healed. Brothers and sisters.
I found it particularly helpful to have all of the learned sages along with me in our groups. Whenever we were having these courses, and we usually had it on Wednesdays, and we would, in the morning, instead of Bhagavatam class, we would go over the chapter we had. But I thought it was very helpful to be studying it with everybody. Before, I had tried to read it myself, and somewhere along the way, I just lost interest or got lost myself completely. But here it was very helpful. It gave me impetus to complete it, and also interest. What are we going to discuss next time?
Uh-huh.
So, I didn't want to rattle on, so. Dr. Bhumi Mataji?
Hare Krishna.
Thanks.
Also, I feel the same way when you come together with all you got brothers and got sisters and study together, you are a little bit more encouraged to read. And what really helped me is that this is internet based, and the way we did it last year was that we received the questions a week or two in advance. So before, when you were just reading, you know, your mind wanders off here and there, at least mine does. I had to do this service or that. But when here, when you're looking at the questions and you're reading, it guides your mind to look for specifically for these questions. To it kind of gives you a guided reading. So that really helped me a lot because it kind of made me focus more on what I was reading. The other thing is that because it's internet-based, even though we met only once a week, and even Sunday mornings we're not able to do it, you could do it early in the morning. You can set up your own sadhana to decide when. Sometimes for me it was working, you know, waking up from Mangal Arati time, and that's when I could study, or late at night before going to bed. Sometimes there are times, you know, like Maharaj says, you can read 6 pages a day. Well, for me, it was more like I dedicate one day a week just to do that. That was the easiest for me, especially when working and doing service. I really, really enjoyed it a lot because I learned a lot. And I think it helped me grow as a person, as a devotee, and maybe advance a little bit more in my spiritual life. And I am taking Maharaj's advice, and I'm going to do the challenge of the project. So I do encourage everyone, even if you just want to take it at the first level, please, you know, it will be worth it. You will not be sorry you did it.
Shri Bhagavatam Ki. Okay, so prasadam?
No, there's some more testimony.
Oh, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Maharaj is already chanted, so I don't need to chant.
Okay, you talk louder though.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I am really grateful to both Maharaj and Hare Hare.
You can talk right in the microphone. Yeah, but loudly.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Can you hear me?
More or less.
Yeah. Before I start, I had to commit my appreciation of reasons to both Maharaj and Lila Prabhu who were key in encouraging me to be. I didn't know much about the Bhagavatam. I had flipped the pages here and there across all the candles. So this made me to...
Put it close to... We can hear you in the back.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Yeah, a little better.
I'm not going to repeat what I said. So I think study the canto 1 and 2, as Maharaj has pointed out, is the lotus feet. And 1 and 2 is really extremely, it's very interesting. Of course, people have expressed the difficulty of covering one chapter a week, which is probably maybe difficult for those people who are having a full-time job. But I think it's not that difficult once you make up your mind.
Yeah.
So that's where the effort is required.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to tell you that if you have a honey bottle, then if you don't open the honey bottle, then you will not know what it is, how it tastes. So that is what the Bhagavatam means. So I think it's just a try. And although I was not involved very much in the group discussions and things like that, but I was able to go through the course and I really enjoyed it. And actually it has encouraged my wife, Durga, and she wants to go through the course.
Yeah.
So I request humbly to every one of you to give your try. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki. One Hindu fanatic. Notice his tie is actually a DNA molecule.
That's just me.
My God.
I'm extremely grateful to Maharaj for arranging this program and also initiating this Bhagavatam series of lectures. And Harilila Prabhu for putting up with me. I'm illiterate in many respects, including computer illiterate. But Harilila Prabhu has been very patient with me. The questions and answers I've been writing in written form, and I'm able to understand my scribblings and be able to correct wherever necessary. This program it really gives a focus, you know, otherwise we just waste away so much of time. This helped me focus, at least read something. Otherwise, there is never enough time to do anything. So in that way, it helped me to focus what is important. And I recommend everybody to take this course, and I thank Raghavendra Prabhu there, Radhakrishnananda Prabhu for helping me a lot. And he was the one who has been faxing me materials and and he was studying so well, and I learned a lot from him.
Radha Krishna ki jai.
Radha Krishna Hare Krishna.
Jita Kota Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram.
What I have to say?
Testimonial about
say what you liked
about the Padma course.
What did you like? What did I like more?
Hare Krishna. Well, actually, that I like more from the last year the Padma course was the meetings that we have. Because I consider that, well, we can study or in our house, but when we
join together.
Yeah, we join together and share the knowledge between us.
Share
the knowledge between us. This is very enlightening.
Enlivening. Uplifting. Uplifting. Yeah.
So this is that I like more. And actually, this Padma course helped me very much, because after I came here to USA, maybe for 3 years I didn't study books, the proper books. I read all the things, but almost for 3 years I didn't study even one page or one book for one day. And I was thinking to start this course or not, but finally, also with the help of Jiva Goswami, so I decided to study the course of Padapadma, and after I started to join this Padapadma course, after this I always study books. Mm. The Prabhupada books.
Duh.
So this course saved me from maybe 3 years of not studying the books.
Guru Bhakti Mataji.
Okay. I will call upon for the Guru Bhakti to close the program this evening.
Thank you. I think from Jita Krada Prabhu's talk, you can understand there's no disqualification. He has so much problem with the language, but during the discussions, he was so enlivened. He's very Brahminical, and you can see it was really nice to have that association. And so I encourage you, don't, you know, you can just show an example of someone who has maybe a shortcoming, or we have a challenge. But this course will allow you, even no matter where you are at, to help you organize and study the Srila Prabhupada's books. And even for me, it was very, very useful. So we'll close here. We encourage you to come tomorrow. And please sign up. There's a special today for couples. If you are registering as a couple, we are only charging $450. And tomorrow's program will start at 6. And there's prasadam in the back, so please help yourself. Thank you.
Okay. I have some music here. Look at that, Mara.
I was thinking we could have shown the video from.
I have the idea.
It would be nice to. I don't know how busy people would be. The one you sent. During Prashant.
No, maybe I don't know if it'll do it or not. Question is, not.
They'll pay attention.
No, I think they'll pay attention.
They have a CD here. Can we put that in?
Yeah,
okay.
We should have said that.
So we can. No, we'll do it.
Say that.
No, I'll just do it now. It's self-explanatory.
Hare Krishna. During Prasadam, you can watch the cultural presentation CD that we're going to put up here. So make your plate and come here and watch that cultural presentation.
Maybe.
Hari Bol.
So here's tomorrow night's program. Maybe some. I'll take care of myself. I'm self-indulgent. Self-indulgent. Self-sufficient. Thank you, Guru.
Maharaj, I wrote that the essay. I wanted your comment on it. Because if you comment, I wanted to send you to VDG magazine.
Ah, okay. I got to try and find it.
Okay. If you cannot, I can send it to you.
Okay, I think on Sunday we're gonna 5:30 we're supposed to have, 5 o'clock we're supposed to have orientation, registration. And 5:30 we're gonna meet and discuss all last year's materials.
Okay, Sunday is it?
What so time? If you have like right before the class.
Okay.
5:30.
You want me to bring a hard copy?
That might be nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I think I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah, but I can't remember. I was moving around.
I mean, is it worth sending it to BDG magazine? I don't know.
Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. I can't see you. Trying to see this DVD here.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find
the cultural,
you know, the control panel. It'll run it, but it'll be audio now.